Welcome to Torah Timecha, Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Shaiwitz, and today we are studying Yeshayahu Perek Gimel, Chapter 3. Yesterday we looked at Perek Bet, Chapter 2, where Yeshayahu presents a universal vision of Yom Hashem, where all of humanity is humbled and Hashem is put at the center. Today Yeshayahu continues this prophecy by moving from the universal to the particular, and zooming in specifically on Yehuda, the southern kingdom of Israel, and calling out specific groups that are guilty of creating the toxic environment that they're currently living in. The first group that Yeshayahu takes to task are the leaders. It's the lack of leadership that has caused society to crumble. So let's start with Pasuk Aleph, verse 1, and we'll take a look at this section of the leaders and try to understand what the problem is and what Yeshayahu is telling them. Ki hine ha'adon Adonai tzva'ot, mesir miYerushalayim u'meYehuda, mash'ein u'mash'eina, kol mish'an lechem v'kol mish'an mayim. For Hashem will remove from Yerushalayim and from Yehuda all supports that provide food and water. And here, the support that Yeshayahu is referring to are the leaders, since they're the ones who provide the economic structure that allow people to obtain the food and water that allow them to live their daily lives. Now, on the one hand, the leaders at the time are accused of corruption, so there's something positive here about getting rid of them. But on the other hand, the problem that they run into is who will take over from these leaders. So let's turn now to Pasuk Dalet, verse 4. V'natati na'arim sarehim, v'talulim yimshalubam. And he will make the children their rulers, and babies will govern them. So the problem that comes up once the previous leaders are removed is that the leaders who follow up are not qualified to leave. Now, they're called ne'arim, children. It's possible that this is referring either to age, that the new leaders are young because all of the elder generation who has more life experience has been ousted from their roles. Or it is also possible that this is talking about leadership experience and the youth is not a dearth of years, but rather people who don't have the experience or the qualifications to lead. But for sure, with either way, the youth leading the elders is a sign of a lack of hierarchy, a sign of disorder, a lack of structure. And this is exactly the chaos that ensues in the next pasuk. So we'll look at pasuk He. And pasuk He, Yeshayahu prophesies, V'nigas ha'am ish b'ish v'ish b're'ehu. Yirhavu ha'na'ar bazakein v'hanikleh. And the translation would be that people will begin to oppress each other. And specifically, back to our theme of the overturning of the hierarchies, the young will bully the old, and those who are light, like those who are not weighty, and here it's not weighty in physical sense, but those who are whose honor is really light, they don't have the merit that they deserve honor, will bully those who actually do deserve honor. And while the people realize here that they need new leadership in order to rebuild society, in fact, this was one of the pieces of advice that Yeshayahu gave them back in Perek Aleph, that they'll need to appoint new leaders in order to rebuild a society of tzedek u'mishpat. But here, there's no one to turn to. And that's the desperate situation that the next few psukim describe. So I continue, ki it post ish ba'achav, beit aviv, simla, l'cha k'tzinti alanu, v'amach shela hazot tachat yadecha. And meaning a person will jump on his brother, someone who's maybe a relative, or a brother here does not necessarily mean within the family, but he will find somebody who seems like they have clothing in their house. And they'll say, oh, because you have clothing, because you have an article of clothing to cover yourself, you should rule over this us, and you should take over the mess that is society right now. But then the person that he grabbed for leadership will respond, and that's the next pasuk where it says, "Yisa b'yom ahu lemor lo eyeh chovesh uveveiti ein lechem ve'ein simla lo tasimuni kitzin am." And the person will protest and say, "I can't do this. I don't have food or clothing in my house. You can't make me the leader of the people." And this pasuk again underscores A, that people are desperate for leadership, and yet there's no one to lead. And also, there's an interesting ambiguity again. Does the clothing, they turn to certain people because of their clothing and say, you should be the leader. Clothing here could symbolize wealth, and that would allude to the fact that we're coming, that this is going to be a time of poverty. And even somebody who just has an article of clothing to cover themselves seems qualified for leadership. Or clothing could symbolize perhaps like the cloak of leadership. And then the person protests saying, no, I don't have the skills or the capacity to be a leader. Now, before we leave the section where Yeshayahu indicts the leadership, I want to just look at one more pasuk that talks specifically about the shoftim, the judges. And that's verse 9, pasuk tet. Pasuk tet begins by saying, Hakarat pneihem antabam v'chatatam kistom higidu lo chichedu. And the translation would be that the fact that they were partial in judgment stands against them. That accuses the judges, the fact that they were easy to favor someone over the other in judgment, and not necessarily because that person is right. And the second piece says, people will admit their sins like the people of Sodom, and they don't even bother to conceal them. Now, the reason I wanted to mention this pasuk specifically is because it again brings us back to Perek Aleph, chapter 1. Firstly, this idea of partiality in judgment that the judges are being accused of violating comes back to our theme of the neglect of the widows and orphan, because again, the widows and the orphans always represent a group that has no protection. They're the vulnerable within society. And if judges are looking for wealth or power, this group will be the first group to be ignored. And also, once again, we have those allusions to Sodom and Amorah, where again, Israel is being compared to the society of Sodom. And here it's specifically the brazenness with their comfort with what has become culturally acceptable, skewing justice in order to obtain power. At this point, Yeshayahu turns to a different group. And when we reach Pasuk Ted Zion, verse 16, he continues by speaking about the women, and specifically the high society women of the time. And he prophesies that in the future, Hashem will remove all of their finery. And he lists a very detailed list of their clothing, their jewelries, their accessories, really all of the intricate finery that the women Yehuda are wearing, in Yeshayahu says, will be removed from them. Now, what specifically did the women do that was wrong? So the Malbim actually offers an intriguing answer here by connecting the indictment of the women with the indictment of the leaders. What motivated the corruption of the leaders? So the Malbim suggests that it was the insatiable materialism of the women. Whatever they had was never enough, so they pushed their husbands to exploit any opportunity for wealth and thereby ignore or heighten the divide and the distance between the classes. And perhaps this is the case. I would say even just on a more simple level, it seems that it's the jewelry of the women that give them a false sense of pride. Yeshayahu prophesies here that all these external cloaks will be ripped away from them. And without these outside trappings, they'll be humbled and they'll be forced to look at themselves internally, not only hidden by all the outside things that they're putting on themselves. And in a similar vein, the last group mentioned at the end of this chapter is the men who depend on their sword and the war, and they take pride in their military prowess. But like the jewelry that will no longer clothe the women, the weapons will no longer protect the men who will die in battle. So in closing, this very harsh parak talks about all parts of society that will be broken down. Firstly, the leaders who will no longer lead and the chaos that results. Secondly, the women who will no longer be able to glorify themselves with their jewelry. And thirdly, the men who in a similar way will no longer be able to fall back on their swords. Ultimately, the goal here with all of these groups would be to remove the sense of hubris from the nation and have all parts of society, the leaders, the women, the men, find true humility and forge a more authentic relationship with their community and with Hashem. Thank you for studying together, Le'iloi Nishmat, Malka Esther Bat Zvi Yosef.